Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and on Speak Your Success, what we always love to cover is tangible self-help strategies to help young professionals navigate through this thing called life, right? And today, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Today, how I feel is just how I look. I look how I feel, and I feel how I look. You see, I have my hoodie on. I'm covered up. And the reason I want to go just into this episode today I want to talk about self-care. Talking about self-care, not being selfish. I've talked with many different young professionals all across the country here since COVID has started and since we've been in the pandemic and since it was more of a priority to now where it's still a priority, but now we're trying to normalize it into our day-to-day lives, right? And I've been asking people, how is your self-care? I've gotten responses like, that's a great question. I just started this new job. So as, you know, I get more acclimated to the job, then I'll be able to go back and do things the way I usually do. Or, it's not as good as it should be. It's not that great. Right. So after hearing all of these responses and after hearing all of these things, the word of the week, the word of the day, the word of the hour is self-care. Okay. What does self-care mean? Self-care is taking the time to do anything, taking the time to do anything to where, you know, it will recharge you. Okay, taking the time to do anything to where it will refill your energy tank. Taking the time to go outside and just look up at the sun and let the rays hit your skin, right? Because focusing on self-care and focusing on just a mental health awareness moment, just taking that time, we must understand that if we don't do the things that we need to do for ourselves, then we won't be able to help anyone else. One more time, if we can't do the things and don't do the things for ourselves, we won't be able to help anyone else. And I want you really to just think about that, because I've been guilty. I've been running on empty, right? I posted an image just the other day, and it was a gas tank, and it had just the little gear, or it had the little dial meter, and it was leaning more towards the E. And understanding that if you're on E, you can't go the full distance that you need to go to get to where you're trying to go to and help other people the way you desire if you're not on a full tank. We know that if you're in the car and you're running on E, that's only going to get you so far. You need to stop. You need to pull over. You need to gas up your car. What does that look like? It might look like you going outside and going fishing like I did this past weekend. It might look like you taking time in the middle of the day to watch a YouTube video just to laugh. It might look like sitting back and watching Aladdin. Hey, you know, if you like to watch cartoons, if you know this does something for you, if you know this energizes, recharges you, then you need to do it. But for somebody else, it may look like going to therapy. And just beginning to unpack some things, just beginning to dig a little bit deeper, just beginning to reflect on areas of your life that may have been affected, but you never knew about it. Today, my friends, the word of the week, the word of the day, the mental health moment is self-care. Because if you don't do the things for yourself to recharge, to replenish, to regenerate, then you won't be able to help anybody else, and you won't be able to show them the best way for them to benefit from this process until you're getting the results, until you've tried strategy. So now let's take our self-care serious, because my friend, you matter. Your mental health, it matters. the people that you're serving, it matters. And if you're never in the time, the space, or if you never have the energy to make sure that you're good, how can anyone else? Friends, take a moment today to just reflect, to write in a journal, to go outside, to eat a bag of snacks, watching YouTube videos, watching TikTok videos, do a dance here or there. And don't take your life too serious. Because if you do, that's when you get stressed. That's when you don't relieve that stress. And then that can lead you to a very, very negative place. So my friend, take some time for you today. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?